Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. I'm Dane, welcoming you all here with the entire crew here. And this is the podcast for the week of December the 10th through the 14th.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane,
Anna,
and Willie with this week's news.
Hello, Wildcats. I am Lane, and this is Bethlehem's News. This is episode 9 of our podcast. Like usual, first off with our news, here is Anna with Bethlehem's local weather report. Anna.
Friday, December the 14th, overcast with rain showers at time with a high of 59 and a low of 40. Saturday, December the 15th, sunny with a high of 54 and a low of 38. Sunday, December the 16th, partly cloudy with a high of 56 and a low of 41. Monday, December the 17th, partly cloudy with a high of 59 and a low of 40.
Okay, now with our news.
Juniors, class rings and Leatherman jackets will be here Tuesday, December 12th. Be sure to be here if you have ordered one.
Parents, Junior Beta needs to bring in hurricane relief supplies by Friday, December the 14th. Make sure you get your kids some supplies to help out, please.
The junior class will be hosting a Christmas ball this Saturday, December the 8th. It is a semi-formal event and cost to get in is $5.
Also, parents, just a heads up, December the 21st is an early release day, and also those following 2 weeks, Bethlehem will be out for Christmas break.
Early Saturday morning, there will be a youth basketball game. The time it starts will be at 10 o'clock. Come out and support your younger Wildcats.
That's all the news we have for this week. Thank you for tuning in to Bethlehem's This Week's News. This has been Lane,
Anna,
and Willie. Up next will be BSPN with our sports. Have a great week, Wildcats.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
And I'm Nathan.
And today we're here to bring you the sports from around Bethlehem.
First off, we have basketball. First off, we have our varsity boys with a record of 2-1. December 4th, they played Poplar Springs with a win with a final score of 72-63. December 6th, they play Malone. And December 7th, they play Central. Now we have our varsity girls with a record of 1-3. They lost to Poplar Springs this past week, but have an upcoming game on December 6th against Malone. And on December 7th, we have Central. Our JV boys, with a record of 2-1, lost to Poplar Springs recently, but have a game coming December 6th against Malone. Our JV girls are 0-2, and with a recent loss to Poplar Springs again on December 4th. December 6th, they play Malone as well.
In world sports, Jalen Hurts leads Alabama back from a 14-point deficit in the SEC championship in the near mirror image of last season's national championship. Urban Meyer, the head coach of Ohio State, is retiring from coaching due to health reasons after 32 years of coaching. And that is your Sports Wildcats. I'm Dane.
And I'm Nathan.
And we'll see you guys next week.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's Cade.
And Gabe here.
Welcome to our segment, Blast from the Past. I hope you guys love history as much as us, because it's the only thing we'll be talking here.
December 9th in 1835, a Texan army captured San Antonio in the war for independence from Mexico.
December 10th. In 1817, Mississippi becomes the 20th state.
December 11th. In 1816, Indiana becomes the 19th state.
December 12th. In 1787, Pennsylvania becomes the second state to ratify the U.S. Constitution.
December 13th, in 1662, Confederate forces win a major victory at the Battle of Fredericksburg, Virginia.
By the way, you can find all this interesting information in the American Patriots Almanac by William J. Bennett and John T.E. Cribb. Thanks, ladies and gents, for tuning into our history segment, Blast from the Past.
All right, everyone, that is going to be the podcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you guys next week.